Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Dungeons & Dice is brought to you this week by ExpressVPN. So we know how ExpressVPN protects your privacy and security online, but here's something you might not know.
Okay.
You can use ExpressVPN to unlock movies and shows that are only available in other countries.
Oh, we're allowed to talk about that?
That's, yes.
That's all I use it for.
Yeah,
oh, that's legal?
Yeah. This,
yes. Matt always talks big game about the UK office.
I talk big game about it.
And why is the UK office better than the US office?
I mean, why? How is it not?
You had a really elegant, I thought, breakdown of exactly why you think it's better.
Well, for a VPN, I would say the reason that you should use this VPN to watch the UK office rather than logging onto whatever streaming platform has the dumb US office on it is that if you want a show that actually where a bunch of people actually act like they're on camera and have our real personalities instead of a bunch of like...
I just want you all to know that as Matt's saying all of this, I'm looking right at the camera like Jim from the American office being like, get a load of this guy, right?
If you haven't seen the UK office, go ahead, log into your VPN and go check it out. It's only 12 episodes plus a, you know, Christmas special.
ExpressVPN lets you control where you want sites to think you are located.
Ooh, that's fun.
So you can choose from over 100 different countries.
I only ever think of this scene in GoldenEye where they're trying to find Boris and like his little things bouncing around all over the place and like the GoldenEye laser is going to get them. Do you guys remember that?
Yeah.
That's what a VPN is, in case you were wondering.
But you can't use it to cheat on your wife. Your wife will not think you're in a different location than you actually are.
Also,
so don't even try to do it for that.
Unless you're cheating on your wife with K-dramas. Use ExpressVPN to watch K-dramas off South Korean Netflix, or you could use Hulu, BBC iPlayer, anywhere you want it to be. You can be there. Hundreds of VPNs are out there, of course, but the reason we use ExpressVPN is because it's very fast. No buffering, no lag, you can stream in HD, no problem. Also works on all your devices, phones, media, consoles, smart TVs, and more. So watch what you want on the go or on the big screen. So if you want to get access to hundreds of new shows, use our link right now, expressvpn.com/dungeonsanddaddies, and you get an extra 3 months of ExpressVPN for free. That's expressvpn.com/dungeonsanddaddies. ExpressVPN.com/dungeonsanddaddies to learn more.
I have to tell you about this game-changing product I use before a night out with drinks. It is called ZBiotics. ZBiotics pre-alcohol probiotic drink is the world's first genetically engineered probiotic. It was invented by PhD scientists to tackle rough mornings after drinking. Here's how it works. When you drink, alcohol gets converted into a toxic byproduct in the gut. It's this byproduct, not dehydration, that is to blame for your rough next day. ZBiotics produces an enzyme to break this product down. Just remember to make ZBiotics your first drink of the night. Drink responsibly, and you'll feel your best tomorrow. I was going to a fancy dinner. One of those ones where they pair wine with stuff, and I always feel left out. It's just, you know, it's like you're spending so much money in the first place, and you're like, well, you know, they did spend all this time to make the wine, like, a whole thing, and I'd like that. I'd like to try that. The vision of this artiste in the kitchen. However, I have some of this product for free. They sent it to us, so I tried it before this social outing, and I suffered not from my usual ill effects. I still think, though, I overpaid. Like, on the whole, it just is a lot of money for one meal, you know? That's all I'm saying. Vacations, weddings, birthdays, and reunions. Oh my, there's so much going on! Get the most out of your spring plans by stocking up on pre-alcohol now. Go to zbiotics.com/dungeons to get 15% off your first order when you use Dungeons at checkout. ZBiotics is backed with a 100% money-back guarantee, so if you're unsatisfied for any reason, they'll refund your money, no questions asked. Remember to head to zbiotics.com/dungeons and use the code Dungeons at checkout for 50% off. Thank you, ZBiotics, for sponsoring this episode and our good times.
Dungeons & Daddies is a rowdy, horny, violent podcast for grown-ups. Content warnings can be found in the episode description.
Previously on Project Runway.
This week, your challenge was to examine your feelings about fatherhood and explore your fears. Glenn, I know you recently experienced the loss of your demon son to a hell dimension. You are also a DJ.
Yeah, but that don't bother me no more. I got my eyes up, baby.
Let's see your design.
Me and Nick Jr. got a pretzel.
Boom. So you didn't complete the design?
Aha, nope.
Heidi, Miss Klum, if I may, maybe eating a pretzel was Glenn's design. Very symbolic and conceptual, Glenn. Great job. We're trying to support Glenn right now. He's going through a really tough time.
What about your design, Henry?
Oh, well, I made an ensemble with the utility of a backpack and the architecture of pants. A sort of cargo pant, if you will.
I see. How does that reflect one of your sons spontaneously hating you?
I really try. Oh, my son hates.
Hey, guys, I got some polos. Some green polos with the Pep Boys logo on it. Well, but the boys are us.
Ron, you're about to face your evil father. What was your design?
I don't want to think about that now, but look at my fabulous thigh-high tube socks.
Normally, we only eliminate one designer per episode, but in
this case... Actually, it's two polo shirts!
I'm not sure anyone will survive
Woo!
Next week.
Just got 1,000 gold, baby! And holy shit, is that John Deere tractor?
Welcome to Dungeons & Daddies, not a BDSM podcast. Instead, Dungeons & Dragons podcast.
It's a Dungeons & Dragons podcast.
Yeah.
Oh. Since when?
Arguable. Yeah. It is about four dads, or I guess three dads and their friends.
No, you're a dad, Glenn.
Three
Once dad, a dad, always a dad.
Four dads. One might be the dad of a rat.
40 to 50 feral dads.
50 feral dads. Belonging into a land of high fantasy and magic in the quest to rescue their lost sons. My name is Freddie Wong. I play Glenn Close, the rock and roll DJ bard of the group.
DJ Danger Close.
DJ Danger Close. This week's Glenn fact, a little bit more about the DJ career. Glenn got into DJing at a time when like turntablism was super hot. So he got really good at doing like the wiki wiki, like all the sick, you know, turntablism beats. There's one thing you find out if you're good at turntablism and you play anywhere. Nobody wants to listen to you scratch records. No, thank you. Hard no from everybody. So that's a skill set that went to waste.
I would actually like that. You know, so
you say that now.
You say that now
because you would
if you
want
to clear a dance floor, you take a song that people like and you start scratching over it, and you just watch everybody stop moving.
They're like, okay,
all right. Mm.
Hey, everybody. My name is Matthew Arnold, real life dad playing a fictional dad.
Matt Nipple Play Arnold.
Matt Nipple Play Arnold. That's what I'm known for.
What are you talking about?
Matt has
I'm yes ending.
So
I'm yes ending
off.
A best set. We're in a weird energy. You'll find out why during Anthony's dad fact.
Listener, I don't know what he's talking about. He just started saying nipple play.
Hi, I'm Anthony Gaslight Birch.
That's right. I play Daryl Wilson, a stay-at-home coach dad who becomes a barbarian upon entering the Forgotten Realms.
I have to stop myself from saying his wife every time you say entering every episode.
Okay, so I have two dad facts. This is specifically because Anthony said the podcast is no longer going to be funny. So I have two dad facts.
Yeah, that's what I said.
I have two dad facts. Neither of them funny. One of them's not funny by design. The other one's just probably not funny. One will be for next week. One's this week. Do you want the not funny one?
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Yes, give me the intentionally not funny one.
The intentionally not funny one?
Yeah.
Okay, so after Frank died, Daryl couldn't pick up the phone from his mother for about 10 years because his mom's the one that called him to tell him that his dad died.
Oh, my God.
Wow, that's great.
He would see the name and he just, like, couldn't answer. He would just have to call back later. He couldn't pick up that phone.
That's cool. But he would still talk to her. He would call her.
Yeah, eventually, yeah.
They haven't
but he couldn't answer that phone because of what he remembered.
Because it might be that his dad was dead again.
Yeah, kind of stupid. Yeah, he was an idiot.
Daryl, your dad already died.
The worst. He's back.
I've got good news and bad news, Daryl. I remarried. Bad news is he died too.
All right. Wow. Jeepers creepers.
Nipple play. All right. Go, Will.
Hey, everyone. I'm Will Campos. I play Henry Oak, the Birkenstock rockin' crunchy munchy nipple whipple druid.
Nipple whipple.
Yeah, I'll take a large nipple whipple. Does that come with sprinkles?
He's a druid. He's a dad. His name's Henry Oak. I play him. My Henry fact this week, Henry's favorite color is the rainbow.
Wow.
Yeah,
you know, it really, it's
happy pride.
Yeah, happy pride. And, you know, it's... You know, it's like if all the colors come together, what can they accomplish? A beautiful rainbow. That's why it's his favorite color.
But they still say separate.
No, but they're all like...
Separate but equal. Yeah, I get it.
No. All right.
I thought it was beautiful.
Ferguson, I get it. Yeah,
I love it.
Hello, my name is Beth May. Beth Miracle Nip May.
Oh my God.
The tangy zip of Miracle Nip.
Put it on anything.
And I play Ron Stampler, emotionally detached stepfather and rogue. Fun fact about Ron this week that actually comes from.
Good for him.
Good for him.
Actually comes
from. Not going to make it through this episode.
I know. We'll be okay.
We're so scared of how fucking evil Anthony's going to get in 10 seconds. It's like, get all the yucks out
now.
No,
I'm excited to be sad. Oh my God. Well, fun Beth May fact. I love crying. Okay. But also, fun fact about Ron that came from Freddie.
Good for him.
I dreamt this dad fact and I woke up and I was like, I guess this is okay. And she was like, it was good. I'm like, no, it wasn't that good. But
well, actually, reading it now, I'm not actually sure.
Was this a fucking writer's workshop? What is going on?
Just say the thing.
Okay. Ron has a porn folder, but it's not his. It belongs to whoever tore it out of the magazine originally. But I'm like, this still is like, what magazine? Where? Where did he find it? But you know what? I think that really captures.
I don't understand.
He has a folder.
Is it a physical folder?
They pulled a manila folder out of a porn magazine?
It's Ron calls the centerfold in a porno mag the porn folder. It's a fold. You fold
That's
it.
That's funny. Okay. I get that. That's fun.
Okay.
Like a mad fold-in?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
It's like, Ron has a porn folder. It's like, yes, it's this one page.
I have a bunch. I have so many.
Yeah.
Hi, it's me, Anthony, your dad. When I say your dad, I'm referring to these four people, not you, listener. We're not friends. I want to head that parasocial bullshit off of the past.
Nice.
I don't know you.
I don't know you.
I don't know you. So my dad fact is the reason we're all kind of punch drunk is I got here what I thought was early. I was about 15 minutes early and I was like, oh, you know what I can do while I'm here is get my will and testament signed over the internet.
This is true.
Using an online notary. And so it ended up taking an hour and a half and everyone was just sitting here waiting to record while Matt and Freddie and I stood next to my camera talking to a notary in Florida who could not have been less enthused with our jokes. Really couldn't have. At some point, Matt, when I was signing,
smiled.
Matt said,
she
kind of laughed. Matt said, hey, have you ever notarized anything by somebody so famous as he was signing something? And she went, probably.
She was great.
I like Anthony starting off with this, like, I'm going to block my parasocial bullshit right now after 2 weeks of talking about his butthole wax and now talking about how he's preparing for his
own
demise.
You can know about my ass. You can't know about my heart. But that said, my will and testament is done. So when you see me, if you want to kill me, I can't argue with it. Also, here's a warning for this episode. There's a good chance they're going to meet Willie and it's going to be really dark. So this is a content warning, not just for the listeners, but for everybody in this room. He's going to be peak mean. Nothing has changed with Willie. He's going to be a very bad, very cruel, emotionally abusive person.
Wait.
But I'm going to be bringing the heat, too.
Yeah, but Beth is going to be.
Actually, I don't know.
So to summarize, last episode, you went to a mall, somehow got away with 1,000 extra gold.
Somehow.
You ended up with a John Deere lawnmower that, to use Matt's terms, wooden slabs were attached to that is now your transportation.
Just call us Parker Lewis because we can't lose. Anyone?
I don't want to.
Parker Lewis can't lose.
It was a Ferris
sitcom.
Bueller type show, yeah. It was good.
Parker Lewis Can't Lose is an American teen sitcom that originally aired on Fox from September
1990
to June 1993. Produced by Clime Phillips Productions.
William.
Okay, all right.
Last time we left you, you said you were on your way to Swankery Hill, the location of Ron Stampler's anchor and the final anchor of the group. And you had the suspicion that you were going to run into Willie.
What anchors have we actually destroyed, though?
You haven't destroyed any other than Glenn's blunt.
Did we destroy the blunt?
No, I don't think we destroyed
it.
No,
but it's got no power anymore.
Yeah.
Well, you dropped it and it kind of broke because Daryl was trying to roll it into something, right?
And then Nick's not your kid anymore.
Yes, it has. It lost
it
all of its
power. But yeah, it's not broken. Just to summarize what happened with the other anchors, you still have them. The overnight oats you still have. The supper bowl you have, but you also know, because Aaron told you, that there was a cloaking spell on it, that the anchor isn't actually the supper bowl. The anchor is Hayden, and the supper bowl itself is just the cloaking spell.
Well, it's also like, if we break the supper bowl, won't, like,
then all of his memories will go back to him,
and he'll become my dad.
He has the soul of your dad right now. He will then also have the memories of your dad. But yeah, the final anchor, you don't know what form it'll take, but you know that it's in Swankery Hill. So do you want to just approach Swankery Hill and just get right to it?
In our John Deere.
Yeah, I mean, I could actually use somebody to take out some extra aggression on. Does anybody want to?
Oh, right here, buddy, right here. I put my arms up. Let's
oh, well, Ron,
Let's
you could just like lower the blades on this mower and just be trimming as you go.
I could teach you some mindfulness breathing exercises.
I don't want, but you know what, Henry?
Ron?
What if you pretend to be Willie and I'll just say
oh, gosh.
Everything that
all
I
right,
want to say.
All right, we can do some role play. That's, you know. Okay. All right, okay. Hey, Ron, it's me, Willie, your dad.
Hey, you're not a good person, and I don't think that you should be around here.
Well, you're stupid, Ron.
You're stupid, and I don't think that you wear your clothes well, and you're dead.
Oh, ouch, you got me so bad. Oh.
Terry Jr. pats you on the back and goes, got him.
Hey, Ron,
got
that him. Was really good. That was really great.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, no, I felt good about
Let
it.
Let me know if you want to try again and we can up the difficulty. I feel like that was like Willie on easy mode, but like,
really?
I don't know. I felt pretty angry, you know, like that was me going pretty hard.
Yeah.
So maybe, yeah.
Well, I was also thinking that, like, it's been a while since we've seen him, and so maybe he won't be, you know, maybe he's changed his mind.
Ron, he cut off Walter's legs just recently. Well, I mean, bounty hunter. I mean, it's
him. I don't know why I'm defending him. Yeah.
Henry, just by instinct, is like devil's advocate.
Henry's like doing the defense attorney for the mafia. It wasn't actually Willie.
You know, Ron, I think a good mantra at times like this, a rantra, if you will, is to hope for the best, but prepare for the worst. You know, maybe he's chilled out a little bit, but in case he hasn't, we got to go in ready, you know.
Ready.
Ready for the,
ready.
And what is it, Glenn, how does it go?
It's ready for the big ride, comma, baby.
Ready for the big ride, baby. I'm so fucking angry and pumped and manly, and I'm just gonna, you know, there's no better businessman than I am, because
I'm
about business and I'm about man. And
you know what? Let's seize this energy before Ron crashes, because I feel like this is, we're only gonna get so
much
of this.
What do you mean crash?
Let's go with the, you know, let's seize the moment. And let's go. But first, I do want to say goodbye to my boys, because I assume we're not taking them with us, right? We're not going to take the kids to Willie. Like, he's really fucking scary, guys. Like, I'm pretty scared of him.
Terry's like, I should probably go, right?
Yeah, for sure. You got, I mean, because you need the son. Yes.
Yeah, there might be stuff for me. I don't know.
Ashley, Terry, can I talk to you like, you know, stepfather or stepson?
Yeah. What's up?
Well, like, without all the rest of the guys.
Okay. Sure.
You know, I got a new will. You guys want to, like, notarize it with me? You guys want to be my witnesses? We can just do that for a while.
Like, that's going to take, like, 90 minutes.
We can do that for a while Ron talks.
You want me to witness?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, you go off and do that, and I will do the manliest thing that one man can do, which is give advice to my stepson.
All right, what's up? Hit me with the advice.
Terry, you don't have to do this. You don't have to go with us. You can stay here.
I mean, you're like, I don't like want to go, but I feel like I should, because you don't want to go either.
No, but you're not even related to him. I mean, you're not even, everything about him is nothing about you. And I should have written out these note cards like I did last time
it's
we
okay,
talked.
No, it's okay.
I mean, if, you know.
So Terry, as you're stuttering, just kind of takes you in both of his hands and just puts your head on his shoulder and just like taps you like you're the child. Oh. He's like, it's okay, man. It's okay. It's okay. I know it's scary. He's scary as hell. I didn't like being around him either. I mean, if you don't want me to go, I won't go. I was just saying maybe I should in case there's some magical, I don't know how this daddy magic stuff.
I don't really know how it works either.
But I mean, yeah, if it's more comfortable for you, for me to not go so that I don't see you and him interacting, I can stay if that's what you want.
I guess I just want you to know that you don't have to be this strong all the time. I think you keep having bad things happen, and somehow I know it's not really with my help. You kind of keep going in a way that I wish that I could. And Terry, even though you're not a businessman, you're more than a man than I'm ever going to be. And
you're so fucking, you're mean to yourself. Jesus.
But I don't think you have to be a man to be, you know, strong. So I think I'm just going to try to be strong.
Man, I wish Mom were here.
Yeah. I miss her too. But, Ron stands straight up. Okay, good talk, son.
Yeah,
Yeah. Are you guys done? We've got about 2 more hours to go over here with the Wills.
Okay.
You're all talking into a leaf, and it's just Aaron on the other side being like,
guys, I don't know what to tell you. It's not going to actually hold up in a court. The courts here are very bad.
Okay.
All right. Well, all right, just between you guys and me, if I die, I mean, my stuff's going to go to my sons and my wife, but, you know, feel free to help, you know, help out, you know, with my family, you know.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Because that's, you know, I'm there for you guys, whatever you want.
Yeah.
Glenn, if you want me to feed your rat when you're dead, like, I can take care of it.
No, it's okay. I'll never die.
All right. Well, okay.
That's
all right.
Good.
Seems like we're all ready to go.
So do you want Terry Jr. to come with?
Ooh.
Do we want any of the kids? I mean, yeah, I was going to say, like,
I think, yeah, let's, yeah, okay. Let's see.
So what do we want to do with all the other, I mean, the group talk, all the kids should have a say, too. Also, Peyton.
Yeah,
hey, real quick, bud.
Yeah.
Yeah, what do you want to do about Willie?
First of all, kill him, obviously. Right across the carotid.
I really don't know how to talk to you, Peyton, anymore. Like, I'm like,
what do you mean?
You look like, well, you look a kid. You're a kid.
You've always known and not known how to talk to me. I feel like a relationship has been rock solid. I've been your rock, and you have been around.
A rock.
But no, like I said, when we were at the mall, I would prefer not to go.
Okay, well, yeah.
But if you see him, obviously kill him. But yeah, no, I feel
like... It's on site, Peyton.
That's my boy right there. And he says he high-fives Glenn, or tries to. I think, you know, with Walter being a little bit less mobile, it's not the worst thing in the world for me to be here helping him, you know, deal with my John Deere tractor. I could teach him how to use that sweet baby and get around on that and keep the kids safe, you know? I'm the dad now, so...
Aaron, have you hung up?
No, I'm here. I'm still here.
Could we, like... leave them all with you. Because look at Walter.
We could pay you. We got a lot of money from a mall.
Yeah, we got a lot of money.
How much money do you have?
We have 300
just
gold.
Just trust us, sweetheart. It's enough.
So do a deception roll.
I'm not lying. We do have 300 gold.
God, no, fuck don't off. Give me that.
Matt, use the coin. Use the
no,
coin.
We haven't long rested. Oh, like, go to sleep.
We sleep here for 8 hours.
I got a 7.
Okay, so with a 7, she goes,
look, we got a lot of money, Aaron. You know we got a lot of money.
I know you guys this well, and you're still trying to fucking lie to me.
300 is so much.
I literally died for you. 500.
500?
500 gold to take care. Your kids, from what I can tell,
Aaron?
Are rowdy. They punch trees. You know how much I like trees.
Well, Aaron, you can. It's okay. You can take a discount because there's one of them's not with us anymore.
Ah, shit.
Yeah, Glenn lost his kid.
Don't you feel bad?
Kind of, yeah.
He's got a rat now instead.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Let's call it 450 and call it even.
450? That's what Nick meant to you?
I think that we should go lower.
Are you talking to us or...
Everybody. I think that it should be less money.
All right, somebody roll persuasion to see if you can get her
hey,
to
Glenn,
lower.
Hey, persuade her.
I will roll persuasion. Let's see what happens when
I think
Glenn
Aaron walked in the wrong persuasion.
Oh, no. 17 plus 14, 31.
What
so
do you say,
she gives
Aaron?
Us $1,000.
Yeah.
Yeah, in fact, Glenn goes like, in fact, maybe you should pay us.
For the honor.
So Aaron sees what she believes to be genuine sadness in Glenn's eye about the loss of his son.
Glenn right now is like a kid who is really sick, but knows still how to like make himself seem more sick. So his mom like rents him a Nintendo game or something like that. That's the energy right now.
So she's like,
all right, the 300, I'll take it for 300. They can come by. I could just have some trees, just sort of take them to my commune. I guess, well, not commune, but like, yeah, our little compound. There's no creepy way to sound it. My town. We're making a cool town, a cool forest town with forest people. So yes, I will protect them.
Okay, great.
I put my hands on Peyton's shoulders and I go, Peyton,
yeah.
Do not tell her what that lawnmower does.
That, my friend, is a very, very good piece of advice. As you say that, the trees around you see begin to and slowly uproot themselves, and they amble over to the kids and lower their branches.
I'd like to say goodbye to my boys before.
Yeah.
Okay, so I take Lark and Sparrow aside, and I say, boys, I wish we had more time to talk, but I got to go help Ron get his anchor so we can all go home, okay?
Sparrow says, of course, of course. Lark just stares at you.
So you're going to go be with Aaron? You know, I want you to listen to everything she says, but I also wanted you both to know that I'm very, very proud of you for standing up for Walter. And before I left, I said that if you were good while I was gone, that I would give these back to you. And so I take out the gauntlets of ogre power and I say,
you're just trying to make your kid like you again.
We could use those.
No, bribe him, bribe him. It's a good idea.
It's not a bribe. I want to clarify that this is not a bribe. This is because I said beforehand when I took them away that if you were good to Walter, that I would give them back. That's something I said, and that's why I'm doing this. I also do hope that you like me, but I can't, you know, I'm not, this isn't what this is about.
Father, I happily accept this bribe. And Sparrow takes one.
All right, Sparrow, I kind of don't want to give it to you if you're going to say it's
a
bribe.
Well, you can't take no takesies backsies. That's the first rule of bribing.
All right, but just so you know, this is not a bribe. And this is just because you were good and people should honor their word. So I'm honoring my word. And one for each of you. Use them as you will. And protect your friends. Be good boys. I love you. And everything's going to be OAK. And I give them each a glove.
Mark takes the glove, puts it on, flexes his fingers. You hear like almost a crunching as he flexes his fingers like super hard.
And he's like, I am inevitable.
And he nods and he starts walking toward the tree. And Sparrow's like, oh, wait for me, brother. Wait for me. And follows after him.
Glenn, do you want to say bye to your rat before I talk to my kid?
The rat crosses its arms and looks Glenn at Daryl with a cocked head.
Also, Glenn is the same pose. It's the same pose. Both of us have our arms crossed, and we just...
Ron's squeak, like, squeak. My name's Ron, Daryl.
I give Peyton a fist bound. I go, yeah, dad, son, like, fist stay down. Cool.
No problem, dad, son. Son, dad, sorry.
Son, dad. So I have the bowl or whatever that, if it's broken.
The supper bowl, yeah.
Yeah, so I say bye, Peyton, and then I take Grant aside. I say, hey, buddy, I don't know, like, Willie's the big one. Willie's bad news, so I'm not going to lie to you. I don't know what's going to happen. So, look, man, you're strong, but if things happen, like, I don't want to, like, there's a chance that maybe I don't come back, right?
Oh, Jesus. I know. He immediately grabs his head. God.
I'm going to do everything I can to come back to you. I'm going to do everything I can because I want to bring us home and I want to save Mom and I want to get us out of here. But if I can't, you need to break this and... You'll have maybe the best dad you could ever have. At least.
Fucking what? What are you talking about? I'm going to break this bowl, then I'm going to get a good dad? What are you talking about?
Peyton.
Is too much.
Peyton.
I'm 12.
I know, son. There's a lot going on. There's a lot going on. But
this poor kid.
There's a lot going on. But if this breaks, Peyton, I mean, that's my dad there, and he'll get his memories back. And I don't know how to deal with that right now, but I'm just saying if the worst comes to worse, you know, something's going to have to happen. I think I'm leaving this responsibility with you because it's the only, you're the only person I can depend on right now because we're here.
God. Okay. Yeah. No, I can. Uh-huh. Yeah. So he takes the supper bowl from you. And okay, I rolled a D20. He got a 19. So he takes it. He takes
Holy
it.
Holy shit.
Very gingerly.
Holy shit.
Does not bobble it at all. Deep breath out. Deep breath in.
Is there anything you want to talk to me about or say before? There's a lot going on. I hate. Obviously, if we weren't here, I wouldn't be throwing this all at you because there wouldn't be this
no,
to
I
throw
know.
At you anyways.
I know. Oh, boy. It's just a lot. I'm just psyched for this all to be over.
Yeah,
just. Yeah, just keep going. You know what? I actually kind of get the let's talk about this later thing. I'm not pushing on, you know, I get it. There's a lot and you should, and he tries to, he hugs you with like one arm.
Let's do
a little hug. Okay.
Hug, buddy.
He holds the supper bowl with one hand and hugs you with the other one. He's like, you're going to be, you should be fine, right? Just run. If some bad stuff happens, just run. It's cool.
I love you, Grant. You're the best son I could have ever asked for.
I love you, Dad. Yes. Thank you.
And Glenn kind of struts up in front of the group and is like, now folks, I know everyone's a little bit anxious and nervous right now, but as the deadliest dude in the game, and I whip out my Peyton Chucks and I do a flourish with them. Don't worry, nothing bad will ever happen. And we'll just like flourish here. 13. Yeah.
Okay, so you don't nut yourself for, I think, maybe the first time you've ever wielded these. Yes.
What do you do?
It's like inspiration to everybody, you know?
Hell yeah, Glenn.
You can see all the shoulders of the kids tighten as they wait for you to just hit yourself directly in the nuts, and you don't, and actually do a cool flourish, and they go, oh, okay, and they relax their shoulders a little bit, and they step onto the welcoming branches of the trees that then sort of all bow to you simultaneously and then start their slow trek back as Walter
run,
follows
Forrest,
them.
Run,
Forrest, run. Oh, my God. Hey, that was pretty good. All right.
Right.
You got
right.
me, Daryl.
Oh,
that's good.
If we get through this,
you
Forrest Gump, everybody.
All right.
That's a good one, right?
You know, you get inspiration, Daryl.
I kind of don't like that the message of that movie is conformity, you know, but sure.
Yeah.
What
is?
The forest begins to walk away, and you can see Walter in the wheelchair sort of jury-rigged onto the John Deere mower following them in close proximity.
I run and give Walter a quick hug.
Thanks. Love you. Thank
Walter,
you.
I love you. Thank you for saving our sons. You're the best.
No problem.
I guess you're just the best.
Oh, oh gosh. Thank you. Thanks. That's very sweet. Thank you. And he blushes in frog.
In frog. Can we do a doodlers all in real quick? Just Ron.
Everyone's
Ron,
already like half a mile away.
No, they're gone.
No, come
just
back.
The fight. No, no, just us. Just the dad.
You hear the creaking of wood as the trees turn back around.
You guys are good.
And they like slowly point at you and then back at them and then like do we?
No, no, you guys are good.
No, you're
okay.
Good.
And then they turn around and keep going.
Yeah, this is for those that are playing this game right now. All right, Ron, we're here for you. We're gonna do this no matter what. Whatever you need from us. All right.
Okay, doodlers on three. One, two, three.
Doodlers.
Squeak, squeak.
After 5 seconds of walking, Daryl's already swimming. He's like, God, I wish we had the John Deere. Fuck.
And they were being carried by the trees, too. They didn't even need it at this point. As you walk towards Swankery Hill.
Walking up towards Swankery Hill.
If we end the episode now, nothing bad will happen.
Ron, I almost said fingers, but Ron, with his fingers, looks.
Or fingers.
You know what? No, he does. In his pocket, in his tube cargo pocket, he fingers the lure that he tried so desperately to get out of the. What was it, a lake? It was a long time ago.
A moat. I'm assuming the lure does not still have the hook in it, right?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
Ron has hella tetanus right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, I was going to say, yay.
Buried in
his... Well, you can finger something without touching the sharp end.
I know,
I was
just
going to
make you
say.
Roll a d20 and see if you cut yourself on accident.
No, I would never. Oh my gosh, anchors. What? That's a fishing thing.
Yeah.
What if it's an anchor? That's my
bet. We figured it out, Anthony. Break the lure. We win.
You can feel the pull of your anchor, and it's pulling you towards Swankery Hill to the east.
Swankery Hill.
Okay.
All right. No more putting this off. No more putting this off.
All right.
Real quick, we get a long rest in real quick? Sure. Yeah. On the trail.
We're choosing the nap.
It's a day's walk, so you can take a nice hour nap, and let's go ahead and roll for wolves.
Finally.
Finally, that hard-hitting D&D action. I got a 4, 3 wolves appear.
Not the time, wolves.
Whoa. The wolves put their front 2 paws up like, okay, and they just keep going. You're all healed up. You get all your spell slots back, all that shit.
Those wolves had to roll to run into us.
So, yes, you walk through an idyllic forest. You hear the pitter-patter of wolves running away from you, the chirp of birds, the flap of butterfly wings, and you come across a clearing surrounded by trees, and this clearing is a nice hill. It looks like the kind of idyllic one you would put on the cover of a children's book to run up and then fetch a pail of water. At the top of this hill...
Uh-oh, I know what happens.
It's like the Windows 98 desktop. Yes, it's like, it's the Windows desktop. And the top of this hill is a quaint log cabin. And you can see smoke coming from the chimney of this log cabin. And you can feel, Ron, that your anchor is likely somewhere inside.
Ron, what do you think, man?
Well, yeah, I mean, let's go into the cabin,
Wait, Ron, are you sure you don't want to, like, do a stakeout right now and just kind of, like, survey the scene here before we all go rushing in? That hill, I mean, it's just in the middle of everything. It feels like it's very exposed.
We should do The Patriot. You saw that movie, The Patriot?
Is that the one where we stand and say the pledge?
No. I mean, I like doing that, too. But no, it's the...
I feel like Daryl has definitely done that, like, before a date to hype himself up.
Oh, man.
He would like to do the pledge.
Yeah, before prom.
Sorry, honey, I'm going to need a minute.
To the republic for which it stands. One nation under God.
Looking around, dead-eyeing everybody. I meant, like, if there's bad people in there, maybe we just... This is going to be evil, but like, you just lock it and you burn them. You burn them all.
So you're saying we just light it on fire.
Yeah, but you lock the door first.
You'll shoot first and ask questions later.
No, I mean, the point is we stake out and then we see if they're bad in there.
Guys.
Okay, what's up, Ron?
Listen, I'm going to go into the cabin.
Oh, okay.
You don't even need to come in. And then if anything bad happens, I'll yell, oh no, something bad is happening, and then you guys can burn it or something.
Well, we're not going to burn it with you in there.
Terry's like, yeah, you would die.
I got an idea. Henry, you can talk to animals, right?
Yeah, that's true.
Well, my boy Nick Jr. here could be a little recon scout.
Squeakity squeak.
Oh, and I've got 2 other rats in here, too.
Yeah,
and my
hat
of vermin. Actually, I think I get 3.
Let's send some rats in. Let's do a little rat scouting.
Ryan, I don't want to step on your idea, just to clarify, but like, I am concerned about you. So if we could at least, it would make me feel good if we could just check what's in there before you walked in. Is that cool?
Yeah,
let's check what's in there, and let's check what's in there, you know? You said you want to be so serious.
Will pointing to just me.
Just what's
Will
in
there? Will Campos pointed to Beth May. As
what's
he said
what's
in there?
In there?
Yeah. Like to Ron. What's
just,
in Ron?
Just verbalize it.
Well, okay. Let's check what's inside here, Ron, because it's like you said you want to be so serious. So my question is, why so serious?
God, okay. Fuck me. God damn
well,
it.
Well, we can do that while we're
at disadvantage.
That's a disadvantage. Yeah, well, you get disadvantage on your next roll.
That's promo disadvantage.
You get disadvantage on your next roll and then talking to women forever.
Rachel.
All right, let's do these rats. I mean, let's not do...
Okay, had a vermin. I would like 3 rats, please.
3 rats pop out.
All right, I cast Speak with Animals, and I talk to all 3 rats and Nick.
All right, so Nick Jr. immediately scampers down Glenn's body and then stands in front of the rats, and you can hear him in his rat voice saying, like, all right, guys, first thing you need to know is I'm in charge. Keep your eyes on me, do what I do. This hand signal means go left. This hand signal means stop. All right.
Wait, are the rest of the rats like, this is stupid?
Yeah, they're like, squeak, squeak. What?
Hey, rats.
Yeah.
So for one, it seems like you got a great leader here. Nick Jr., are you like maybe really secretly the soul of Glenn's son, like, but in rat body form? Because I was hoping maybe that was something that would be happening.
Nah.
Oh, too bad.
Not just me. I wish. That kid sounded great.
Yeah, he was?
Yeah, he was.
Is?
I don't know what you're talking about, Henry, but whoever you're talking about was probably cool.
Glenn's like standing off the side, just like kind of staring off into the forest, just be like,
Just quietly, end of anime credit sequences. Wind blowing your tunic back.
A full-on end of credit sequence of an anime is happening. It's like the wind is being swept. He's wearing, like, he has a parasol for some reason. It's getting blown in. It's cherry
blossoms.
He feels
something behind him. For a second, he thinks it's Nick, but it was just a flower just fluttering through the air.
In the background, Ron is writing down something on a piece of paper, and it's like chill beats to study, really.
If you listen really hard, you can hear a Japanese anime theme song like playing.
He really is writing something down, though. So.
Okay, I believe it.
Okay, so gentle rats, there's maybe a really, really, really bad dude in there. So just be on your guard. He's very powerful. He's very dangerous. So don't be a hero rat. Just go in, scout out the sitch, and come back with a mission report. We're all rooting for you. We're all cheering you on. Hey, Daryl, is there like a Vince Lombardi quote that I could give to these rats? You know, just to like, you know, I feel like the stuff I would say wouldn't get them pumped up just so much as like tranquil. So like, do you have like a fun like football thing I could say to them?
It's the fourth and there's 1 yard. You rats can do it.
It's the fourth. There's 1 yard. And
yeah.
You rats can do the yard.
Nick Jr. just slowly turns and looks at Daryl and it's like, what the fuck is this guy's whole fucking thing? Every word out of this guy, I swear to God. Oh.
What's
he saying?
Hey, what's, I mean, I know he can be a lot sometime. What's like, what's wrong with Daryl?
He was just being weird earlier. Remember when we both crossed our arms and looked at him?
Oh, yes, that's right. True. Yeah. You know, well, he means well, but I support you guys. So
mean the back of my hand. Yeah. All right. I'm taking him in. We'll go in. All right.
All right.
Mission start. Dink, 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 dink. And you see and hear the rat humming the Mission Impossible theme song to himself as he leads the other 3 rats toward the cabin, and you can hear him like continue to hum it as he gets further and further away. It gets quieter and quieter.
In my head, like a hawk comes and it's just like
yeah, a hawk comes and grabs one of them and it's like, oh no.
But then it takes them home to the Shire.
Why weren't the hawks there the entire adventure? Why didn't they just get the anchors?
The rats go in. There's a pregnant pause as you wait for any reaction at all. And then you can see the ruffling of grass in a trail heading towards you. And then the 2 rats, not the one that got picked up by the hawk, and Nick Jr. come back. And Nick Jr. goes, all right, here's what I saw. Pretty normal, a sort of log cabin interior. There was a stove with some fish frying on it. That's where the smoke in the chimney, et cetera.
Okay. What sort of fish?
I don't know from fish. I'm a rat.
Daryl,
what the fuck is this?
Daryl, let the man talk.
This guy.
I'm hungry.
Daryl, like, you got a weird vibe with this rat. So I just need you to I appreciate.
I'm fucking watching you.
Look, I just
asked the fish.
We can, let's just take it down a notch and let's just, Daryl, why don't you know.
Go join Glenn over there in the anime ending.
Check on what's going on with Glenn. All right, so what's going on with this fish? What's the deal?
I mean, it's cooking. It's just a fish. But okay. It's inside, there was like a dinner table and some chairs. And then there was a little desk on the side. And on the desk was it looked like a little, like a lockbox.
Was there anyone in the cabin?
No, nobody in the cabin. Empty.
Interesting. But the fish was frying. Like
it
someone,
was.
Okay.
Like maybe they did it and they're going to come back or something.
I'm raising my hand.
I believe Daryl has a question for you, Nick. Junior. Yes. I do. What is your real name?
You don't usually get too many names as a rat, so I took the first one I got. Nick Junior is as good as any, so why not? Nick Junior.
Sure, that seems healthy. Let's go with that.
Can you ask the rat?
Yes.
How many people do you think could eat the fish that was cooking? Like, how much are we talking?
Daryl wants to know how much fish we're talking about, Mr. Rat.
There were two full fishes. I don't eat fish.
That's okay. That's
so
enough.
I don't know.
It's spotty whether or not I would even know what a fish is.
Yeah, I probably haven't seen a lot of them. I spent most of my life in a dungeon.
Well, that's great.
Anyway, yes, no, there's just nobody in there. Lockbox, fish, dinner table, chairs.
Can you ask if he knows how to open up a lockbox?
Or drag a fish over here?
Now you're talking, Glenn.
Do you guys think you could, like, drag that stuff out of here?
We'd have to open the door, and I can't, like, reach up to the door and twist it open.
I think we got to go in ourselves, guys. I feel like that's, you know, we can be real. It doesn't seem like he's home right now, though, so maybe we can just get in and out real quick. Do you know what I mean?
I'm going to stay out, and we should keep watch.
Yeah, that's actually a good idea.
Here's what I'll do. I hand Daryl my human gun.
Ooh.
And I'm like, if something goes...
Daryl instantly, like, checks it, just knows how to use a gun.
I see you two have watched action movies and played video games.
Daryl does the disarm thing, but then he can't put it back together.
He's safety conscious.
Everywhere.
No, Daryl's a responsible... He's not a gun owner, but
I love Matt saying, yeah, Daryl does the, he checks thing. The, he knows how the gun works.
Hey, look, I don't know how guns work. Yeah. I don't know who Vince Lombardi is, okay? But Daryl does.
Perfect.
And I say, listen, Daryl, if someone's coming back or if you need to signal us, fire this into the air or even at them. I mean, do whatever you want with it, but that'll let us know.
As I check the gun as a responsible gun owner and gun expert would, I say, of course, Glenn, just like Vince Lombardi says, it's not whether you get knocked down, it's whether you get up. And then I cock the gun.
Seems like an irrelevant quote, but okay, sure.
Hey, Glenn, you know what? Confidence is contagious, but so is lack of confidence. Vince Lombardi said that, and right now you're showing a lack of confidence.
You're right.
All right, boys, let's go. Let's strike while the... Ron, are you ready?
Let's just do it. Let's go. Let's go in. Yeah.
Okay, so everybody or just you, Ron? Because you were saying just you before.
Will somebody come with me?
I was going to say, Daryl can keep a lookout with the gun. I can fly overhead in hawk form.
Ooh, love that.
To keep an eye on the distance.
Maybe we should give you the gun as the hawk, you know what I mean? That'd be.
Have you ever used a gun?
Gosh, no,
okay,
absolutely
yeah.
not.
Absolutely, sorry, Glenn, absolutely not. Not if he's not a...
this seems like a multiple...
I put daisies in a couple of guns before.
Okay, so...
just practice, not at a protest.
He's
but
a
just
scout.
So I would know how to do it in the moment if it ever came up.
Henry will call out where the bad guys are coming if I gotta... I mean, honestly, I'm not gonna want to shoot this thing, but, like, you know, anyways.
Hey, Gerald, will you watch Terry?
Yeah, of course. If you don't want him to come in, yeah, I'll keep watching.
I can
on Terry.
Here, sure.
So it's just gonna be me... and Ron.
The two most emotionally stable. We haven't seen a Glenn Ron bit in a while.
We've been waiting for it. Why not?
All right, Ron, you ready for this?
I'm ready.
All right. And then Glenn starts crawling, like commando crawling through the tall grass towards this cabin.
Nick Jr.'s like, that's my dad. That's my dad.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Dungeons & Dice is brought to you this week by Rocket Money. It's time to take off into the stratosphere. That graph of your net worth is going to the moon, baby. Because you know what the easiest way to do that? By canceling all the freaking subscriptions you forgot about. Or, like, ones that you paid for twice. Didn't even realize it.
Or the other two subscriptions you didn't even know were there.
That's right. Nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about. Before I started using Rocket Money, I was like, I got a lean subscription pack. I'm not overpaying for stuff. And I took one look and I was like, not only am I paying for Funimation doesn't even exist. It's merging. So I'm like,
this is the second Rocket Money ad you've come at Funimation. I'm really upset about
this. I realize I'm playing for Xbox Live. I haven't even turned on my Xbox in like 3 years. Yeah. I was like, what am I even doing? I don't even know if you still need to pay for it. I don't even know how that works.
This is a subscription universe that we're living in between streaming service, fitness apps, delivery service. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on the ones I forget about.
I'm still paying the fee at the cemetery for dead relatives I don't even visit anymore.
Rocket Money, here's what Rocket Money is. It's a personal,
dig them up, I don't care.
It's a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so you can grow your savings. You get all of your subscriptions in one place, and if you see something you don't want, Rocket Money can just help you cancel it with a few taps. And they will even try to negotiate your bills for you by up to 20%. All you have to do is submit a picture of your bill and Rocket Money takes care of the rest. They'll deal with the customer service. They'll call. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when you use all of the app's features. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/daddies. That's rocketmoney.com/daddies. rocketmoney.com/daddies. Dungeons and Daddies is brought to you this week by Pretty Litter. Springtime vibes are in the air. And when you bring in beautiful flowers that are blooming, like I have in my vase in the kitchen, I want to smell those flowers, not my cat poop.
You know what's in the air is springtime flowers and not dust from the litter.
Ooh, yeah. Nothing beats Pretty Litter's ability to instantly trap odor. It's ultra absorbent. It's lightweight, low dust. 1 6-pound bag works for up to a month. And the crystals, dog. The crystals change color, and they indicate early signs of potential illness in my gato, like urinary tract infections, kidney issues, lot pissed up.
That would make sense.
On brand. Who's the piss king of podcasts? Yeah. Someone advertised Pretty Litter on there.
And if that wasn't enough, Pretty Litter ships free right to my door. You never run out. And you know, the health monitoring is great. I can just go in, I take one look, and I'm like, you pissing good.
You good at pissing.
Pretty cats deserve pretty litter, and all cats are pretty.
So yeah,
all
cats deserve pretty litter. Pretty Litter is amazing. You have to try it. Go to prettylitter.com.
You don't.
Daddy.
Your cat tries it.
You don't.
I mean, if you're curious.
But yeah, the plumbing's out. If your toilet's broken,
yeah,
play on.
This isn't the 1950s.
No,
whatever you want to do in your own home. Whatever you want to do in your own home as a consenting adult, you're free to do.
You know, in the Kinsey reports, he said that actually a surprising number of adults pee in their kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com/daddies to save 20% on your first order. That's prettylitter.com/daddies to save 20% on your first order. prettylitter.com/daddies. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Okay, so you just gonna open the door and go in?
Sure.
Glenn has crawled this entire way.
Great. While Ron is walking, I assume.
Yeah.
All right, so yeah, you open the door. The smell of rare, not quite done fish hits your nostrils. The room is empty. And just like Nick Jr. said, there's a desk in the corner of the room. And on the desk is a small wooden treasure chest kind of thing, but like at the size of a human lockbox, of an earth lockbox.
Like a tackle box.
Wait, Ron. Throw like a rock or something in here just in case there's some kind of trickery afoot.
Okay, do you have a rock?
Yeah, here. I hand Ron a rock from the ground.
Where do you get your improv abilities? Some people, they study at the Groundlings. Some people, UCB.
For Fred, I learn from the best.
It's just natural.
I was born with it, baby.
Do you have any other rocks? I like this one fine, but I almost don't want to waste it.
You're right. Let me ask the rock expert. I got a signal for Henry to come down.
I swoop down and go, ca-ca!
I go, hey, Ron needs like a rock.
Ca-ca! And then Henry just fucking swoops off and within like 2 seconds comes back with a beautiful quartz crystal.
Nice.
What's going on over there?
Give
like cocking the gun?
Am I right, fellas?
Henry, what's going on? Why are you going down there? What's that? Should I come up there?
And
I throw a rock.
You throw the rock, like underhand, just like lobbing it in there kind of thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, it rattles onto the ground. Nothing happens.
Seems safe.
Can we examine the door, maybe?
Yes, just in case? Don't you roll some arcana for me?
Okay.
What can we roll?
Some arcana, some perception.
Oh, natural 20. 20 plus 3.
All right.
I got a 3. Things are looking good for me.
Yeah, for you, as far as you can tell, everything's great. Glenn, you can tell that this entire cabin does not seem to be magically trapped in any way. With your 20, you can feel some energy coming from that lockbox.
Mm. Hey, Ron, I'm getting some vibes off of that lockbox.
Can I tell where my anchor feels like it might be?
Once Glenn points out, hey, that lockbox, there's vibes coming from that, you can feel yourself being pulled toward that box.
Yeah. I also have vibes for it. Are there any, like, Evan Mitch then by the fish I can use to, like, kind of lift up the... Because what if it stings me?
No Evan Mitts.
Probably flip it, though, you know what I mean?
It's a frying pan and a spoon, but yeah.
Use your shirt.
I'm not going to use my shirt. My shirt's nice.
Oh, Daryl hears that. He's like, aw.
Okay, I'm going to try to lift open the box.
Okay, so the box is locked. It's pretty light.
Classic.
The second you touch it, you feel like, oh my gosh, your anchor is inside this box. So you can't see a lock on the box itself, but when you try to open it, it just won't move. And you can see on the lid, etched into this lid, are the letters PW and then a colon and then the letters ILU.
Sorry, I'm just going to write that out on my palm here. P.
You need to write it out. It's right in front of you.
W. PW, comma, what?
ILU.
I love you.
So you feel the box vibrate in your hand, but it doesn't click open. So give me an Arcana roll, you and or Glenn.
I'm fucking so nervous right now.
4 plus 3, 7.
All right, you have no idea.
I got a 15. Ineligible llama uprising.
Moving right past what you just said. With the 15, you can tell that the password was probably correct, which is why the box vibrated. But the password has to be spoken by the person who closed the box in the first place. And that is not you.
I wonder who it is. And I don't think it's going to happen.
So Daryl, outside, you hear footsteps coming from the forest. What are you going to do before they get to you?
I have proper trigger finger. Freddie, how would you say
trigger
that?
Discipline.
No, no, no,
trigger
you have discipline. It right. You have it
trigger
right.
Trigger finger.
I got it. He has proper trigger finger.
Yeah, keep talking about
he's fingering just right.
I'm showing Terry, like, so this is the proper trigger finger when you hold a when you Terry's hold like, a firearm.
I don't think it's called that. I don't think you.
You got to go to physical therapy for trigger finger.
And I say, hey, who's there?
Oh, okay.
Okay.
So you hear the footsteps stop. And then you hear them resume again, and he goes, oh, hey, how you doing? And you hear the voice of Willie Stampler as he emerges from the trees behind you, and you see that he's holding a hook with a couple of fish on it over his shoulder.
What kind of fish?
Fantasy fish you've never seen before. They look like trout. And he's got a fishing rod in his other hand. He keeps walking towards you, and he goes, Ron inside?
Yeah.
Good. Hey, and he keeps walking past you.
Hey, everybody, Willie's here, and hey, Willie, I got a gun.
Uh-huh. Good for you.
I would, can you stop for a sec?
Nope. He keeps walking toward the cabin.
I start following
him. You weren't gonna fucking fire your gun?
The whole point was that you were gonna shoot the gun in the air to warn everybody.
I gave you the fucking gun.
I screamed, Willie's here. You can hear me. I was literally talking about the password. Why would I?
Ron, I love this guy. Fucking frazzled you so bad.
I want blood.
He did literally nothing, and immediately the plan fell.
Ron, inside the cabin, is like, wow, everything seems fine.
I want to be clear. I'm not one that like to nitpick on you making fun of me, but for 1 second, I just want to make sure that I understand. You think it'd be better for me to waste a fucking magical bullet than just scream out loud that Willie's here?
Yeah, you want to know why?
Why?
Because that magical bullet, like you just said, is a magical bullet. So when you fired it in the air, it would have given you a hint
about
what the fuck to do. You totally weren't until I brought it up.
Honestly, I'm not going to waste a bullet on warning you all.
Henry swoops down to the window and flaps.
I mean, they've heard that.
He seems to be trying to communicate.
They heard Willie's coming the moment I saw Willie.
So Terry is running up behind you. And so Willie opens the door. And yeah, you see your dad for the first time in a long time. And he goes, yeah, everybody can come in. It's all good. There's chairs for everybody. And you can see now that there are chairs for all of you. And he walks past you, Ron, without looking at you, and flips the two fish and then puts the fish up against the wall.
Yeah, I don't know if you all heard, but Willie's here.
He looks at the fish. He goes like, yeah, these are good enough. And he takes out two plates and he puts both of the fish on one and then puts the second plate under the first plate and then puts it down on the table. Takes a fork out of his cloak and then just starts eating. He's eating. He's not looking at any of you. He's looking down and he points his fork at the box. He goes, yeah, your anchor's right there. Go ahead. Oh, you saw it. You know that you can't open it unless I say something, I assume. You found that out. I don't want to spoil it for you, but yeah. You need my password, right?
Yeah. I mean, it'd be great if you just want to,
No. So yeah, here's what we're going to do. Sit down. We're going to talk for a while. We're just going to have a nice conversation, okay. And then at the end of it, I'll open it up for
you. Yeah, okay. Right. So, Dad, what do you want to talk about? I mean, what do you want to talk about?
Yeah, it's good. Nice. Yeah, bass in your voice, boy. He slaps his chest, and he says, so, obviously, you're all going to die. I've got some wizards and some warlocks. They're actually working on closing the portal back to your world as we speak. So, sort of a last chance kind of situation for you. I know you got the other three anchors. Good for you. Hey, I'm proud of you.
You are?
No, it was a fucking saying. Calm down, Jesus. But yeah, you can give me the kids. You can die. Terry, you still count. I mean, you're not his, you know, whatever.
So what do you want to talk about?
Are you going to give up? Were you going to give the kids up? By all means, feel free to try to kill me because I, not to brag, I am way, way more powerful than you. I will completely fuck you up.
We don't need to fucking lay a finger on you, loser. We got a goblin army on the way already. I'm gonna bluff him a little bit.
Okay.
What is it, deception?
Yeah, it would be deception.
3 plus 14, 17?
17's not gonna work against him. He goes, hey, you.
Did he say goblin? I meant...
Shut the fuck up. I'm talking to him.
Okay.
Don't ever do that to me again. Don't ever try that. It's disrespectful. I'm not a fucking idiot.
I know.
I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to Glenn. Glenn, don't ever do that again.
Do what?
Try to lie to me. I'm not.
About what?
Here's the thing.
About what? Lie
you
about
guys,
what?
You guys just got here. I've been here for so fucking long. If you were going to actually lie, you should have lied about something impressive. Goblins? I fucking eat goblins for breakfast. It doesn't matter.
And then I turn to the dads with a big old smile in my face and I go, you mean goblin on D's nuts?
Oh my God! Oh!
The fucking 2000 IQ play, ladies and gentlemen.
Literally on my notepad, I have Sugma. Like, I'm like, how am I going to get him to say Sugma?
Daryl is laughing so hard and just like pointing
I'm fucking
at
high-fiving him. Everyone. Yes. Everyone Holy is giving shit. Me daps.
Henry D. Birds to fucking high-five Glenn.
Glenn, how much HP do you have?
93.
Oh my God.
Shit, that's not a question you want to hear.
I die happy, baby. I'll see my son in hell, bitch.
What is thinking hell?
First of all, that's inspiration, right?
Oh, for sure.
I mean, you're not gonna be alive to use it, but...
The entire party gets inspiration for that.
Hell yeah.
Freddie, I'm going to send you a link in Discord.
Oh my God.
Oh no.
Why don't you go ahead and read everything that's on that page in that box?
My God, I'm going to puke.
Power word kill. You utter a word of power that can compel one creature you can see within range to die instantly. If the creature you choose has 100 hit points or fewer, it dies. Otherwise, the spell has no effect.
So, Willie, as you're cackling over Goblin these nuts.
Wait, Dad.
He points and he's about to say die. What are you going to do? Why don't you roll?
Roll for Ligma.
Roll dexterity to see if you can stop him from doing this, from like interrupting him verbally.
Okay.
Just want to be real clear, everybody, real quick. Worth it. Fucking worth it.
Okay, I got a 17 plus one.
What are you going to do with that? You've got basically the dexterity to like do a thing before he can finish saying die.
Oh God, what am I going
to... Just to clarify, there's no like save for it?
No, it's one of the most powerful spells in all of D&D because there is no save. It just happens.
I'm going to steal a piece of his fish.
Oh shit.
Wow. Okay, so he is about to say die to Glenn. He is about to use power word kill to kill Glenn.
I'm like, you gonna fish that?
Oh, shit.
And you, would you like pull the plate away?
Yeah.
So he stops really quickly, just grabs your wrist, and then immediately starts twisting it. And you can feel the bones in your wrist beginning to strain and hurt.
My God.
You could also see that as you do that, for the first time, you can see surprise and indignation in Willie's eyes. Like, he's never seen you dare to do something that aggressive before.
Is he drinking anything?
Let's say, yeah. He took a flask out of his robe, and it's balanced on the table.
Okay. I want to use sleight of hand while he's distracted to put his flask in the beer koozie of truth.
Okay. Go ahead and give me a sleight of hand roll.
Oh, baby.
I got a 16.
Okay. So he gets a 19 of his perception, and he sees you trying to put it on, and he goes... Yeah, go ahead. Keep it on. Go ahead. Put it on there.
Okay, cool. Thanks. Yeah. All right. You know, just
he takes a swig from it. He goes, all right, what do you got? Well, let me see. And he looks at the beer koozie. He goes, and he's still holding on to Ron's wrist. It's still twisting it. And he goes, so three, what? Energy from this? Yeah, three questions you can ask me? Yeah. Ask me whatever the fuck you want.
I ask him, what's the password for the anchor box?
He goes, oh, it's, you already know what it is. I heard you.
I asked you a fucking question. What is the password? I didn't ask you, do I know what it is? I asked you, what is it?
He cocks his head and he goes, oh, okay. I can see why Barry tolerates you. The password is I love you. And you can feel the box in your hands click a little bit. And before you can open it, though, he lets go of your wrist, Ron, and he slams his hand down on top of the box. He goes, now, you can look inside this. I just want you to know the reason that it's your anchor. Do you all know how daddy magic works? I'm assuming you don't.
We got a book on it, but we didn't read it.
Yeah, you didn't read it.
I mean, we're here, buddy. Like, we have our kids.
Sure, yeah. But you're here. That's my point. You're not back home. So yeah, daddy magic, it's all based around strong emotions. And I was hoping I could like lead up to this more. This is a bummer. It's fine. Yeah, so for all of you, you know, the anchor is a symbol of the relationship that you have with your dad, whether that relationship is really strong in terms of love or really negative in terms of hate. And this one, he says, pointing at Ron, not looking at him. I know you've wondered a lot how I feel about you, you know, what the strength of our connection is. And the physicalization of that connection is right in here. But yeah, you got two more questions. Why rush this? I'm having fun. This is fun. Why rush this? Two more questions anytime you want.
Two more questions.
Oh my God. You've been all this time, all these things you could ask, and you finally meet me, and this is what... Jesus Christ.
You know what? I shoot the gun in the air. Straight up. What should we do?
Everybody goes like, ah! Like, you know, it's very loud in this enclosed space. The windows blow out.
It's not an explosion.
And in the smoke of the gun, you can see the head of Ron Stampler. And then the smoke, almost as if it was a camera, you can see Ron's head get bigger and bigger, like the camera is zooming in. And it goes inside his ear and travels along some pathways.
It's like Fast and the Furious.
Damn. Yeah. Okay. And then you see a brain. Willie goes, fuck, spoilers. And starts waving his hand in the air, trying to dissipate the smoke. And he goes, God, I had a whole fucking thing.
I shoot the gun again. I go, what did that mean?
So the smoke this time takes the form of letters. And they spill out the words, you'll have to go inside Ron's brain. And Willie's just like, for fuck's sake! How are you this fucking dumb? How have you all survived this long? I never thought a group of these fucking assholes, my son, would be the smartest one here. That's fucking embarrassing for me more than anybody.
You think I'm smart?
I said
that's
smarter.
One of the questions.
No, Ron, I do not think you're smart. I could have fucking told you that one without this, Koozie. You got one more.
What's in the box? Like a little portal and we go into his brain so that we can fucking
forget you saw the fucking portal.
I was too late. No, we saw it. So we ruined your stupid plan,
yeah,
mister.
You really did. No, you really, really did. All right, you want to see what's on the fucking box?
Yeah. Ron, are you ready to see what's in the box, man?
Yeah, because then I don't have to ask my last question. I can just sort of think about it for a while.
I try to get like Ron's eye. I'm like trying to be like, do you want Terry? I can walk out with Terry right now. I don't know if... Do you want Terry to see
this? I just want to see what's in the box. What's in the box? What's in the fucking box?
So, Willie turns to you and smiles a horrible, shit-eating smile. Unfortunately, Willie is very handsome. His smile is very handsome,
damn
too.
Damn it. You hate that he's so hot. Hot. You hate to see it.
Daryl doesn't think so.
Even...
Daryl only sees
R.I.P. to you, but I'm different. Before he even says it, you get this feeling in your gut. You've wondered, presumably, for a fair amount of time, how this man thinks of you. You asked him if he loved you. He hung up before he could tell you. I assume that you've probably spent a fair amount of your life wondering if he hated you, because it would at least in some way explain the way that he treats you.
I've just been wondering what I did, what it was that I wasn't enough to for him to I wonder what it is about me that it wasn't I couldn't get him to love me.
As you say that, Willie smiles and he goes, you know what, I'll give you that answer for free. And he opens the box that was supposed to contain an item that symbolized his love of you, his hate of you, whatever strong emotion binds the two of you together, whatever that strong tether is between the two of you that anchors you down in this world and anchors him in your life. And I am so sorry, but the box is empty.
Oh, shit.
And Willie just says, I just don't give a shit about you. You were a mistake. You were an accident. Raw dogs, your mom. And you happened and you just keep happening.
Yeah, I do. I'm my own person, Dad. I'm a businessman and I have a stepson that I love. And I'm my own person, and I don't need you to love me. I can do this all by myself.
Willie scrunches up his nose and cocks his head and goes, "Ah, kiddo, it's not that simple." And you feel the cloaking spell that was on this box break. And you can feel that the anchor isn't inside the box. You feel a warm feeling in your head. And you can feel that the anchor isn't it's not a physical thing that you could go quest. It was something you've been carrying with you all along, and it's in your mind. Whatever this anchor is, it's in you. It's in your mind. It's been with you for as long, as far back as you can remember. It's a part of you.
Ron thinks about it, and then he says, "I guess this means that I don't need you anymore."
Willie goes, "Ronald, Ronald, Ronald. It's not about whether you need me. It's about whether you can get away from me. And hey, buddy," and he pokes you in the forehead and he goes, "you can't. There's no way for you to get out of here. There's no way for you to get your ugly stepchild out of here. This is just what it is. And I want to thank you because this is exactly what I wanted to get out of this conversation. I'll give you a fifth one for free. I was running out of daddy magic. My tank was getting a little bit low, but this look on your face, that denial, that sadness, that fucking dumb face that you have on all the goddamn time, that's what strengthens me. That's where I get my daddy magic from. So, hey, thanks for the top up." And obviously, I'm not really here. And he pulls down one of his eyelids and you can see there's a dot underneath it. And he goes, this is one of Barry's bodies. But
fuck.
Dude, you're so full of shit, buddy. I just got like, you're full of shit. For somebody that doesn't care about their son or think nothing of it, I don't know
you're
anybody
obsessed
more obsessed
with Ron. Are you kidding me?
And first of all,
you need help,
shut up for a second, Willie. Ron, whatever he says, there's nothing I can say that's going to fix this or you, but we love you. I love you. Henry loves you. We all love you. And Terry loves you. And whatever this fucking asshole says, we're going to get through this. And whatever happens, we fucking love you. And
Ron, he is the fucking dirt that you grew out of.
And hey, buddy,
you are
Will,
a goddamn flower, man.
Oh, God.
And he is the fucking soil that blossomed you. So as far as I'm concerned, I'm fucking glad he exists because you exist. And I fucking love you, man. And I don't give a shit what he says. You are beautiful.
Hey, yeah, man.
And he is a fucking coward. He can't even face you. You think you're scared of him? He is terrified of you, man. He can't even fucking be here himself to look you in the eye.
Hey, so Willie, if you need us to help you work out your shit, we're more than happy to do it for you. We'll be here for you. We'll fucking figure this out.
Asshole. Her name is Samantha.
So do what you need to do, because we're with Ron. So whatever you need to do, buddy, we'll figure it out for you. Fucking coward.
He's just like, oh, you guys.
Let's go,
so
guys.
Sweet.
And I grab Ron. I'm like, let's get out of here.
Yeah, so are we going in your brain?
You should go. You got a whole lot of stuff to do. Got
hey,
a whole
we're talking,
lot of nothing
Willie.
To do.
You're dead in the real world. You're dead. And you know, we're here and we could just go back. We could just go back to the real world and then you could stay here and we would never bother you again.
No, I told you, you're trying so hard. No, I can't do that because, again, I need the constant influx of daddy magic to keep me alive. And so I'm going to get that from your kids, not from you. Don't really want to spend more time around you. So I'm pretty much done here. Like I said, the doors are going to close pretty soon. You'll be trapped in here, and then you're basically going to have no choice but to give me your kids. Don't need you so much as need just a kid I can take daddy magic from. But yeah, it's been real. Your friends are adorable, whether it's the weird one with the one arm whose kid is a demon now. Great job. The one who his kids
who fucking owned you. Am I right, boys?
Yeah, dude. Yeah. Fuck off, man.
Kids don't respect the other one. And then this one, Daryl is a whole other fucking thing.
That's right. I can't even think of something mean to say.
Yeah.
I'm a fucking idiot.
Oh, boy.
That's a shame, man.
But yeah, it's been real. Seacrest out. And then he puts his finger.
Shit, I like him now.
Oh
he puts
God.
His fingers to his head.
Uh-oh.
He puts his fingers to his head like a little gun and goes pew. And his eyes roll back into his head and the homunculus body just slumps forward dead onto the table.
I thought I'd know what to say. And then he was there and I didn't know what to say.
Ron, you did great, man. You did really, really. I'm so proud of you, man. I hug Ron.
That's not something anybody should know how to respond to. That's what everything said was awful.
You're
and
right.
Not true.
I don't know because I'm not in my brain. My brain probably knows what to say.
Now you're making sense, Ron. Dude, you are on my wavelength, man. I've been thinking that.
What, do we got to go into his brain to do the anchor? Is that the...
Let's shoot the gun again.
Yeah, Daryl clearly should have had the gun from the first place because he fucking knows how to use it. So are we supposed to go in Ron's brain or something? Gun?
So you shoot the gun in the air again, and it the smoke makes
the image
shape
of Anthony Birch appears.
Basically. So the words, yes, comma, just call Aaron, I guess. She'll explain everything in more detail.
Hey, Ron, you want to burn this cabin down?
Well, I mean, it's a nice cabin, fucking fish and everything.
Just have a desire to burn something. You know, I don't know if you guys ever get that feeling. Ron, I'm just going to go set some stuff on fire.
Well, Glenn, hold your horses for just a second, buddy. Ron, however you want to express your emotions right now, this is a safe place, and we're here for you, and we'll back you up. You want to burn this place down, we'll rip to shreds. You want to let out a big cry? We're here for you, man.
Let's just,
Do you want to call Aaron?
Yeah, let's call Aaron.
All right, man. So Henry grabs a leaf.
Yeah, the leaf that she keeps with you.
And I say, Aaron O'Neill, what secrets can you reveal?
Ooh, okay.
Answer nice. The call as we ask. Let us know what is our task.
Wow. Aaron picks up and she's like,
you know, you don't have to rhyme.
I know. It's just kind of a thing
it's
I do. Fun. I'm a bit of a hip hop star back home. So
oh my
nice,
God.
Nice.
Yeah, what's up? How you doing? Your kids are fine, by the way. We got them in the forest.
Hey, how's Lark doing? It's not really about me right now, but how's Lark doing?
He's like playing around on some of the branches with Sparrow, but I had to stop him from punching the trees a few times with the big glove on. I asked him to stop and he was just like not receptive. And the other one, Sparrow, kept being like, oh, he's sorry. He's going through some, so
that's a
yeah.
really good Sparrow impression. Holy shit.
They call me the woman of a thousand voices.
Well, if you want to guide him towards a rock, maybe he can punch a rock and, you know, that'll remind him of me and then he'll want to punch that instead.
I don't know how healthy that is, but yeah, I could, I'll
just,
figure it
I'm
out.
I'm just, you know, I know trees are your friends and all that.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that.
Listen, we found Ron's anchor. It was really intense over here, but it looks like it's a box and we need to go into his brain. I think the anchor is like
in his brain.
In his brain. I think it's a
magic school bus.
I think it's like
something.
It's like a really sad magic school bus episode that's a metaphor for abuse, I think is what it is.
Most of those episodes sad.
Well, actually, if my brain is super big, then it might be a big never mind.
So Aaron goes like
Carol just pats Ron on the back.
So Aaron kind of scratches her hair and goes like,
oh, okay. So it's probably like a memory thing or a personality thing or something. Yeah. In your mind mentally. Oh, actually, you know what? This actually lines up pretty well with something that Vince and I were figuring out. Hey, Vince, come over here.
And you see the two-dimensional man like
no,
walk
just
over like
turns. He's been there.
Yeah, he's been there the whole time. He turns 90 degrees. And you can see him.
Jesus. Oh. Yeah, Vince. Oh God. You hey, gotta, Vince. We got to put a bell on you or something.
Vince is like,
hey, what's up?
And he goes,
what about the dimensional witch?
And Vince goes,
oh, yeah, I guess. Yeah. We Aaron and I, we found the witch who cursed me to be two-dimensional like this.
But he liked it. He stayed that way, right?
Well, I mean, I'm not psyched about
okay,
it.
Okay,
sorry. Like, we were gonna murder her.
Oh.
But if you want to find her first, because dimensions isn't just, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4 dimensions. It's also like, you know,
fact,
scaling the dimensions of something.
There are 404 dimensions, if I remember correctly.
You're right.
Oh, my God.
You're right.
I don't even know what to say to that.
But yeah, she could maybe, like, you know, dimension scale you and shrink you down. And sort of send you into Ron if you can find her.
So we're not like going into Ron's mindscape where we'd literally be like in his meat brain? Is that what you said?
I think it's kind of a both thing.
Oh, okay.
It's all kind right. of a magical spell
well, yeah.
thing.
Hit us up. Like, that seems like...
Could you loop us into that email?
While you're doing that, I have a question for you, Aaron.
Yeah, what's up?
Would you do a lot for 1,000 gold?
Yeah.
We kind of just got into 1,000 gold. So Willie said he was like shutting down the portal. It'd be good if we had like somebody doing some research or maybe trying to stop that while we're doing this. Like, I don't know if there's like, that's a lot of gold, right? I'm saying that's a lot of
Daryl,
gold. And you're making a
hey,
town.
Daryl, not, huh? I know I'm not the business guy, yeah. but usually you don't start by giving them like a big number of money and then asking them if they would do a task
I'm
for that.
I'm treating
amount.
Aaron like family. That's because that's what Aaron
right.
is to
I
us.
I mean,
yeah, I'm just saying. I feel like this, what I'm asking for is a lot, which is like, would you go and like kind of be on the look, like not on the lookout, I would want more than a lookout for 1,000 gold. I'm just saying that Willie's trying to shut down the dimensional portals that got us here, and we need to go inside Ron's brain. It'd be really good if we were like splitting up those tasks and like somebody was like...
Multitasking.
Yeah, figuring out what's going on with Willie. It's not fair that we just call you up, by the way, and just ask you questions. Like, we should pay you for that.
So oh, like a retainer. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, retainer.
Beth May knows all about retainers.
I do.
I used to have a retainer, and then I passed it a little while ago.
Yeah.
So Aaron says,
yeah, for 1,000 gold, I could probably send some trees in at night, and they could be spying on him full time. I could figure out what the deal is, because... If he's closing the portal, that means he's probably contracting out to a bunch of warlocks and wizards and shit.
I mean, for 1,000 gold, could we get some, like, mercenaries to, like, you know, hit the camp occasionally, slow them down?
That's what I was
going to
say. Like, I could hire some mercenaries.
What about,
to, like,
what about a team of anti-wizards? What if we hire our own wizards to undo their wizard spell? Yeah, maybe we can hire some wizards to, like, slow down their magic with our own magic.
Okay, sure. Actually, just turn and find the nearest tree and give it the 1,000 gold, and I will...
just deposit it into any, like...
The nearest tree is, like, 400 yards away, and Daryl goes... And he just starts running. He runs down the hill. I'll be right back, guys.
This is remarkably convenient.
And then I walk back up the hill.
So the tree takes
Bark
it from
of
you.
Bark of America.
And, like, the inverse to the fucking thing from Spirited Away puts all the gold into its, like, mouth and then starts walking, clinking with every step.
Got a little strut there.
In the same direction that, yeah, your kids left in. So Aaron goes,
yes, okay, cool. So I will hire some wizards, some mercenaries, try to fuck up their ability to do that. That'll give you more time to do whatever you need to do. Because, yeah, it sounds like once you deal
with... is it really going to give us more time? Or is Anthony just going to tell us it'll give us more time?
No, it really will. Because Anthony had a plan to sort of have a certain number of people there that you had to maybe get rid of in the final battle. And maybe there's less of those now because you spent a shit ton of money making that less of an issue.
Right. Just like real life, we can solve our problems and make life easier with money.
Yes. All right.
So, yeah, that'll buy you some time. Just so you know, once you get Ron's anchor, you know, that's, I guess, then we're sort of in the end game, I guess, in a sense. So be careful.
Hey, Aaron, I've been hoarding these mega elixirs. I have like 99 of them here. And I'm going to probably end this whole thing with this entire just like 99.
No, Glenn, you got to hold on to those. We might need them later.
You're right. We can't use any of them.
The problem is Willie can do confuse and then you just end up using those mega elixirs on him. And they'll turn you into a frog. And they'll do the whole
I've been dragging these along this whole time. I've just been collecting them this whole time.
You shatter them all.
I have 500 scrolls of fireball. all right. Anyone else got one? Beth, gamer joke? We're doing them right now.
I'm sorry, I'm a woman.
The Dimensional Witch is living currently in a town called Askim.
That was sent to us by Martin Husby. Thank you, Martin.
Yeah, luckily enough, it is within a day's walk to your north. It's a little rundown, kind of ramshackle city.
Okay, is that anywhere close to Sugma? Anthony, let me have this. Please.
Dungeons and Daddies is Matt Arnold as Daryl Wilson, Anthony Birch as our DM, Will Campos as Henry Oak, Beth May as Ron Stampler, myself, Freddie Wong as Glenn Close. Our theme song is All Right by Maxton Waller. Courtney Theron is our content producer, Ashley Nicolette is our community manager, Chad Ellis provides additional editing, and Robin Rapp is our transcriber. Special thanks this week to Martin Huseby for submitting a location name we are using in this campaign. And also special thanks to all of our great Patreon supporters, but especially Maxfield Murphy, Brocha Good, Webby Hirsch, Calum Russell, Lee Skelet, Amanda Pitcher, Aaron 1A, Gage Stoneman, Alec Johnson, Patron Stampler, Arian Srivastava, Mikkel Hjortshoy. There's so many H's and J's in this one. Freddie Kim, Tees DeCock, jury's still out if that one's a real one. Emily, Nick Bassett, Tessa Crowell, Adam and Mike Carpenter. Also, congratulations to Adam and Katrina Ranjo for getting hitched. About time. Best of luck to you on your nuptials, I guess. By the way, it's not too late. There are still tickets available for our live show this Sunday, June 20th. That's Father's Day at 5 p.m. Pacific time. Let me just pull it up real quick. We have infinity tickets remaining because it's an online event. There's no such thing as physical needs. You can head on over to dungeonsanddaddies.com. There you will find a link to the Eventbrite. Tickets are $5, but if you're a Patreon supporter, you automatically get access at all levels. We'll be posting a live link on the day in the Patreon feed. We got a really fun hybrid Jenga D20 system we'll be playing with. It's going to be a lot of fun. That's this Sunday, June 20th, Father's Day, 5 p.m. Pacific. Tickets at dungeonsanddaddies.com. Support us on Patreon. Get access to the live show. Get access to tons of behind the scenes and bonus content. That's patreon.com/dungeonsanddads. Twitter at dungeonsanddads. Subreddit dungeonsanddaddies. Our next episode is coming at you June 29th. We will see you then.
There was a time when you could read between. You know they never brought you down. Never.
never brought you down.
So I got 16 plus 3.
Okay. So here's what happens. Oh, my God. You can see in the leaf, Aaron, and time slows down. Aaron furrows her brow and cocks her head and goes, what's up? And then as she does that, you see Peyton in the distance behind her sprinting as fast as he can. He's going, no.
Dungeons and Dice is brought to you this week by Blue Nile. There's many reasons to gift jewelry to a loved one.
Name one.
Apologies.
Apologies. Okay. What else? What else?
Did I say that too quickly? Was that too quick?
Bribery. 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 But here's what it comes down to. What's more exciting than seeing the look on their face when you pull out the
Let me finish the sentence.
That unmistakable little box.
Close one.
Close one. Here's the jewelry.
If you're buying jewelry, there's no better place to do it than BlueNile.com.
This is our almost bracelet when we almost got pregnant. Here you go.
Blue Nile offers thousands of independently graded diamonds and fine jewelry at prices significantly below a traditional retailer. When you're looking to give the best gift of all time, Blue Nile is the place to go with some of the highest quality standards in the industry. They also offer peace of mind with every purchase, 30-day returns, and a diamond price match guarantee. They also have experts on hand day and night via phone or chat.
Experts on hand, like, can't you get pregnant the first time? How many days after a period? Is it okay?
Free diamonds can still get you pregnant.
Great questions that you should ask.
Yeah, please ask.
Day or night. Matt, tell me about your experience with jewelry.
Well, what's crazy is just last week, me and Anthony got a cup of coffee like we always do. We just like to talk at post-shop, post-talk, little talk shop. And I was like,
yes, that's what we do.
And I was like, Anthony, you know what I was thinking about today? And he's like, how great of a service Blue Nile is. I was like, yes. Why don't you tell me the latest jewelry you just got?
I got a diamond ring for my beautiful spouse from Blue Nile, and it was good diamond.
Good diamond.
It was good diamond. They graded it good. I called them up and I said,
"Is this good?"
Like,
you know that good and is probably.
Will, we did not invite you. I called you right before we went out. Mm-hmm. I said, "Hey, me and Anthony are getting a cup of coffee, talk shop like we always do."
The diamond dogs.
Will, you said you couldn't come to our coffee because you're on Blue Nile ordering a beautiful. What were you ordering?
That's right. Yeah.
That's
what
were you ordering?
I was shopping on BlueNile.com. I got a lot of great jewelry, and more importantly, a great deal on that jewelry.
There you go.
Which is just as valuable.
Even more so.
Go to BlueNile.com to find the perfect piece today. That's BlueNile.com. BlueNile.com. Dungeons & Dice is brought to you this week by MeUndies. Yarr!
They're driving me nuts.
Steal your booty! Oh, wow. We're pirates!
Hey, speaking of things coming out of our pants, MeUndies is finally unveiling the contoured pouch and ball caddy, a micromodal sling that keeps things separated and lifted.
And equal.
Finally.
I hate it when my testicles merge into one.
Listen, it just makes sense. We need a compartment for the dangly bits. The fact that on an engineering standpoint, MeUndies was brave enough. Yeah, I'll say it.
Brave
enough to sew in a big old pouch to keep things
all... Imagine the only bras that were around were sports bras. No, that's what boxers are.
That's what boxers
but
are.
But finally, they've given us
Beth.
I have issues with this.
But finally, we got underwear that just holds them in its own little compartment.
Beth, would you like to lodge a complaint?
If we only wore sports bras, that would actually be incredible, I think. You know, I would much rather wear a sports bra than a regular bra. But maybe I'm completely one of
them. I have no opinion on the bras.
MeUndies going to develop a ball caddy with an underwire. That's what I want to know.
MeUndies
has... haunting.
Well, listen, you don't have to... By the way, MeUndies, they got the all-black classics, fun, expressive prints.
MeUndies, you don't have to wear them.
Sizes, XS to extra small to 4XL, flattering cuts for everybody, but... They also do, speaking of butts, versatile loungewear. They got lounge collection. They got joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. I got a little bedroom
hoodie is like underwear for your head.
Yes. MeUndies signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, comfy, and it's ideal for all-day wear. They use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers. And if you're not happy with your first pair of MeUndies, it's on them. Good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/dungeons. That's MeUndies.com/dungeons for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.